Wow, this is a big one. The XRP ledger has now surpassed 3 billion cumulative transactions. That's a huge milestone, and it really shows how long the network has been operating and how much sustained activity has built up over time.
That's right. The number represents the total count of successful operations recorded on the network, including payments, transfers, account activity, token movements, and other supported transaction types.
It's exciting because reaching that level suggests the XRP ledger hasn't just had short bursts of attention. It points to continuous usage over a longer period, not just short-term market speculation.
That's the important part. For a blockchain network, reliability over long time frames matters. A network may gain attention during price rallies, but durable transaction growth requires dependable infrastructure, active users, functioning applications, and participants who keep using the system even when market conditions change.
Exactly. In that sense, the 3 billion transaction mark feels like years of recurring activity from users, developers, businesses, and other ecosystem participants.
Still, cumulative transaction counts don't tell the whole story. A high total doesn't automatically prove the network is being used for a specific purpose, nor does it reveal how many individual users are active.
That's a fair point. A single application or user can generate a large number of transactions, while many others may only interact with the network occasionally.
For that reason, this milestone should be interpreted alongside other metrics such as active addresses, transaction frequency, payment volumes, decentralized application activity, ledger capacity, and developer participation.
Even with those limitations, cumulative transaction growth is still a useful indicator of longevity. It shows the XRP ledger has continued functioning as an active public blockchain and has accumulated a substantial record of on-chain operations.
Yes. The network has long been associated with fast settlement and digital payments, and its design emphasizes efficient transaction processing. Payments-focused blockchains face different challenges than networks built primarily for decentralized finance or digital collectibles. They need to provide a practical experience for moving value, including predictable processing, dependable confirmation, and a user-friendly structure for individuals and organizations.
That makes a lot of sense. The 3 billion transaction milestone suggests that the XRP ledger's payment-oriented infrastructure has continued attracting activity over time.
Its long-term significance, however, will depend on whether future growth comes from meaningful use cases, expanding liquidity, institutional participation, and applications that solve practical problems.
For the broader XRP ecosystem, this could help strengthen confidence among developers, businesses, investors, and potential partners. A long transaction history shows that the infrastructure has operated through different market cycles and remained active despite changing conditions.
That's true. It may improve the network's visibility, strengthen its credibility, encourage more development interest, and support a longer-term view of blockchain adoption rather than short-term price movements. But a milestone alone does not guarantee continued expansion.
Right. The ecosystem will need to keep improving user experience, encouraging useful applications, supporting developers, and demonstrating why users should choose the XRP ledger over competing networks.
The achievement is especially relevant in a broader digital asset market that is increasingly focused on measurable utility. Earlier industry phases often centered on token prices, fundraising, and speculative demand, but today there is greater scrutiny of network activity, application usage, settlement capacity, and practical adoption.
So this milestone gives us a data point tied to actual on-chain activity rather than market sentiment alone. The next key question is whether transaction growth continues at a consistent pace.
Analysts may watch for increases in payment activity, new applications, tokenized assets, decentralized finance services, and institutional use cases. It will also be important to assess the quality of activity.
I agree. Sustainable adoption generally involves recurring users, useful applications, healthy liquidity, and transactions driven by genuine demand. Growth supported by a diverse ecosystem is more meaningful than activity concentrated in a small number of temporary campaigns or automated operations.
In summary, crossing 3 billion cumulative transactions is a notable achievement for the XRP ledger. It confirms its long operating history and substantial volume of on-chain activity.
It may not answer every question about adoption, user growth, or future performance, but it does provide evidence of durable network usage. As the industry moves toward practical utility, long-term network usage will remain an important metric.
For the XRP ledger, the challenge now is to build on this foundation by attracting more meaningful applications, expanding real-world use, and converting historical activity into sustainable future growth.